Yesterday was the 24th of June, and that was the feast of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, observed by very many denominations of Christians, and also referred to as Midsummer's Day, which is of great significance to Freemasons. Now, in 1717, the Grand Lodge of London and Westminster, which is now the United Grand Lodge of England, was formed by Freemasons on St. John's Day. Now, this remains the date upon which the two sheriffs of the Corporation of the City of London are elected each year, a timely reminder of the tangled web woven across the architecture of the state. Now, the corporation's website explains that the City of London sheriffs play an important role both in promoting and enhancing the rule of law and links between the City of London Corporation and the judiciary at the Old Bailey. Now, this year's sheriffs elect are Robert Hughes Penny and Keith Bottomley, both with very long-standing links to the machinations of the city at home and abroad. And as the press release notes, they act as, quote, ambassadors for the UK-based financial and professional services industry by promoting the UK as a place in which to do business, end quote. So exactly what sort of enhancements is the rule of law benefiting from, one might ask. Now, with regard to the Old Bailey or the Central Criminal Court, quote, the City of London Corporation owns and administers the building. The department also handles security, maintenance, and deals with the administration of the shrievalty, which includes execution of writs and warrants. Now, the sheriffs are presented with their warrants and the sovereign's writ of approbation by the King's Remembrancer, shown here on screen with the Lord Mayor, current Lord Mayor Alistair King. And it is here that the interplay between these characters becomes highly questionable. Now, the King's Remembrancer acts as conduit between the city, the Lord Mayor in particular, the Royal Household and Parliament. And in order to fulfil some of these duties, and as you, I'm sure, may already know, the Remembrancer, a post currently held by Paul Wright, sits directly behind the Speaker of the House of Commons, from where he is said to have no influence on proceedings due to the fact that he's not permitted to access the floor of the House. He is, however, there to keep a record of proceedings which may have a bearing on the corporation of the City of London, a privilege not afforded to any other body or organisation. However, since he's also able to give evidence to committees when there are matters concerning the city, it's clear that this line is blurred, to say the least. Now, the Remembrancer has the ears of the Lord Mayor of London, the Corporation of the City of London, the Speaker of the House of Commons, and the Sovereign, all at the same time. And on top of all of this, the Remembrancer sits on the Executive Leadership Board of the Corporation, which is, quote, responsible for aligning strategy and connecting plans across all the organisations which make up the City of London Corporation. Now, also on the board are, among many others, the Private Secretary to the Lord Mayor, but particularly the Director of the City of London Police Authority and the City of London Police Commissioner. Now, this is hardly a new problem. Disraeli saw it in 1875, and he certainly hasn't been the only one. But he said back then during a debate, in regard to the office of the Queen's Remembrancer, the House is aware that the Judicature Commission recommended that the office of Queen's Remembrancer should be abolished. And afterwards, there was a Treasury minute on the same subject, which bound the government to take some steps in the matter. Now, needless to say, 150 years on, nothing was done, and the corruption persists.
Okay, thank you, Charles.